Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
So today we thought we would talk about our first wedding of the year.
Oh, we're excited.
Yeah.
It was actually very exciting to be able to go out and do what we love again. Hey, friends. We are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think. And follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
So many of our weddings pushed until 2021 because of the stinking coronavirus. But a few of our couples decided, you know what, they want to just go ahead and get married now. And then next year they will just celebrate.
Yeah.
So a lot of couples are choosing to do these little mini weddings, just a ceremony. And then they'll do their reception next year when hopefully things are just back to normal.
Yes.
And so Sarah and Chris decided to do just that.
Yeah. So they actually were able to have their mini wedding at the same place they're going to have the reception. The barn at Edgewood, it's in Stanardsville.
Yes.
It's like amazing.
The most gorgeous place on earth.
It's so pretty.
It's absolutely gorgeous. We've shot there before and we just love it. The people who run it are absolutely fantastic. It's set on just the most beautiful property. It has this gorgeous big white barn with two like little apartments up top where the bride and groom can get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Now Sarah and Chris didn't really need to use many of those features for this because it was a really intimate wedding. It was just them and their immediate family, but it was really special.
Yeah, it was just a really cute moment to have because I think it is important, especially for Sarah and Chris, to get married on the day they planned to from the beginning.
Yeah, I think that it's been really just like an emotional time for so many brides and grooms trying to figure out replanning and changing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that original date comes, gosh, I can't even imagine what some people are feeling. And so it was nice that they were able to go and just say their vows together and officially get married on that date.
I know that if that happened to us, we would have wanted to do the same thing.
We definitely would have done the same thing. We almost just went ahead and did like a
ceremony
anyways. And I think that that's what's really cool is I think a lot of brides are reflecting and saying, you know what, this was all terrible that we've had to go through all of this, but it's really nice that we were able to have this little intimate day.
Yeah.
And honestly, even from our perspective, so I think hugely from theirs, it was such a calm day.
Yeah.
You know, on a real wedding day, there's so many things happening and the tensions and the emotions are so high. And so for this mini wedding, I mean, Chris came early. He was already dressed. His parents came in, you know, with him and we took pictures with his family. Sarah showed up and we kind of hid her away. Everybody sat down and they just went straight into the ceremony. And it was just nice and relaxing.
Yeah.
And when it was done, we all just kind of hugged and hung out. And then what I love is that they contacted their vendors that are providing food, their caterers. And they're picking up food from them. They ordered a teeny cake from their baker.
Yeah.
So they really had like a true mini wedding, just a small version of what they're going to do next year on their first anniversary, which I think is really cool. So it was a wonderful way to celebrate.
Yeah. And it was a beautiful day as well. They decided to get married a little earlier in the day just because they had family coming in from out of town. But because it was overcast, it was just
perfect.
Yeah,
we actually tried to convince them to push it until later, which they couldn't for a number of reasons. But I'm glad that they didn't listen to us because it was overcast and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So it turned out really well and it actually rained in the evening.
Yeah.
So
Thank you for not listening to us, Sarah and Chris. That's appreciated.
Normally it's good when people listen to us
because
the sun is so much better. But because it was so overcasty and then the weather turned, it was just ideal.
Yeah, it was perfect. So we just wanted to share a few of those from their small intimate wedding. So Sarah and Chris, hope you guys enjoy and we can't wait for next year.
Love you both.
Bye.